This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. Talk Radio
Countdown. All right, 7 after the hour, time for us to go through the charts for the week of July 25th to the 29th, last week of July. That's what we do with the Good Day Gang at this point, so that over the weekend people can hear our thoughts about the big stories of the week, according to the folks at Talkers Magazine that do the research, the Bible of the talk radio industry. You can go to talkers.com and look at the list and some of the other ancillary stories, all of the information about the people that are being talked about. So we actually have two lists that are prepared for each weekend. One of them are the story lists, and the other is the people list. So with the help of our big, bad voice, there are good big voice announcers and bad big voice announcers. Rich McFadden, Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen. Rich thinks that this big voice announcer is hokey and corny.
Number 10.
Yes, it's number...
He's got a great voice, but yeah. Just that whole number 10.
Number 10.
It's kind of 1976 now.
Well,
but it's fun.
His name is Ben... I want to say Farnsworth, but I can't
remember. Ben Gold, something or other, yeah.
Goldworth.
Is he a movie guy?
He's the movie guy.
Does a lot of movies, yeah.
Movie trailers and stuff. All right, so meanwhile, hit it again,
Richie.
In
a world. Number 10.
Number 10. All right, so the usual action from the world of sports talk radio, the Major League Baseball second half of the season. I choke when I even think that. Even more to choke on is that the football camps are opening up. And when do the first football preseason games start? What, next week? First week or second week of August?
Yeah, they'll start in a couple weeks.
Yeah. Woo-wee. All right, so that's what's going on in the world of sports.
Basically scrimmages.
Yeah, all right, go ahead.
Number nine.
The release of Hinckley. John Hinckley is getting out of the loony bin.
Wow.
And that doesn't sound, when I say that, it sounds disrespectful. But I'm wondering, Patty Davis has been pretty outspoken this week about this, and I think she's right. Thinking about what nearly killed him, he said, "I know my ability to heal depends on my willingness to forgive John Hinckley," which he did. And then
President Reagan said that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, did it sound like somebody else?
You just didn't say who said it.
Clarify. Yeah. Reagan's legacy was full of statements like that. He was a very forgiving guy, and Patty wanted people to know that. Patty Davis and her brother, Ron Reagan, were not politically where their father was at all. And there were many times during his life that they were at odds for any number of reasons. But at the end, she was very supportive of him when he got into the Alzheimer's state, and pretty protective of him. And so I'm not surprised to see this statement. She said to me, "It doesn't represent justice as much as it does his efforts to methodically wait out and wear down the system."
Mm.
I don't see any good reason for Hinckley to be released.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's the point? Why?
Well, I mean, his parents have kind of been trying to negotiate his release the last several years.
Yeah.
I think it's probably the parents thinking, "We're getting old. We want to spend time with our son, and so, please let him go." And, yeah, I'm sorry, you gave that right up when he shot a president.
Right.
Right.
Yeah, go to jail and see him there. Or go to the... Not even in jail.
Right.
In
buy an apartment next to the prison.
Yeah, and then Hinckley said he's sick of watching TV. Really? Lucky you get to watch TV.
Right.
Yeah,
you're lucky you didn't get offed.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I think they ought to put him in Gen Pop and let's see what happens.
Exactly. Yeah.
All right,
although
let's see.
The millennials Number won't eight. Know who he is.
Right. Number eight, the Rio Olympics. Why is anybody even
what a disaster?
Oh,
this is going to be such a fiasco. Starts next.
You know what?
Weekend.
I'll tell you
fifth.
What. Yeah. I don't watch the Olympics much, but I'm tuning in for this. This is going to be a show, man.
Really?
People want to see the train wreck.
Yeah. This is absolute reality television. You are going to see people living in stench and just, it's going to be a mess.
The water sports are going to be, there's raw sewage in the water.
Yeah.
I mean, it's all this week. There were multiple stories about it. I mean, how do you even hold an event? People are going to get really sick from this stuff.
Yeah. Oh, it's going to be great television.
Oh, good for you, Richie.
There's number Richie. Seven.
Number seven this week. The deal that Verizon made to buy Yahoo. Keep in mind that Yahoo, before this lady took it over, was valued at almost $150 billion. Whatever she did, I don't know what. I mean, I'm an advocate of women running businesses because I think they do a better job.
She jumped on a sinking ship and couldn't save it.
Yeah.
She didn't do anything to help it.
Yeah. Right, she couldn't help it. It was just that Yahoo was overburdened by. Just the as silly as this sounds, the old way of thinking and doing things.
Yeah,
that's pretty a bizarre statement to make. So speaking of bizarre, America's worst, other than American Airlines, I can't think of American corporation. Well, maybe some of the like Monsanto, and in my list of the top five, Monsanto, American Airlines, Verizon, the worst to do business with. Verizon keeps gobbling up companies. They have so much cash, they screw all of their... I don't even know why people stay signed up to Verizon, frankly. I don't get it. Anyway, Verizon is going to pay $5 billion to buy Yahoo, or what's left of Yahoo.
What do you think the board at Yahoo thinks when just a few years ago they were offered like $46 billion for it and couldn't get the deal done?
Yeah, right. Hello, ding, 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 ding.
Number six.
Number six, the Freddie Gray case, or... the end of the Freddie Gray case, because now they're not going to try any more officers. Everything's been dropped. Some of the black people in Baltimore think that they've been given a raw deal. The judge in the case was a black judge, and he said, you know what, we don't have enough evidence against these guys. Let it go. And so there are people who are dissatisfied and upset about it, but is this the best way? My own read on this is that somebody's responsible, but nobody's going to be responsible, if you know what I mean. There's not. Mm-hmm. There's just something happened. It was not good police work. It wasn't intelligent work on the medical community's side. It just was bad. Everything all the way around was mishandled, so nobody pays. And I guess in that, I mean, all we're looking for, we, collective, was vengeance. Yeah, but you can't get vengeance fairly, as they figured out by... they're trying to pick all these guys one at a time off, and so, you know, let's move on. But there ought to be a lesson here. Let's hope it was learned by that. But, you look at, okay, here, now we get to the end of the week. There's a shoot-em-up in San Diego, and a couple of policemen get shot. It's almost every day. It's the same stuff. It's black versus white, and it's not healthy. It'll be interesting to see how presidential candidates pick their way through issues like this. More on the stories, the charts for the week, as we review here the hot hits in talk radio. It's 14 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Hey, everyone.
This is Life Tips with Geico.
Life Tip 1. Use a shower squeegee to remove pet fur from carpet.
Squeegee is also very fun to say. Consider it when naming a pet or child.
Life Tip 2. Switch to Geico and you could save hundreds on your car insurance.
With over 75 years of experience and a 97% customer satisfaction rating, they know what they're doing.
Geico. Get savings into your life. Visit geico.com today.
I'm concerned of what's going to happen over the next 4 years.
I think this is the most important election in my lifetime.
The latest Allstate Atlantic Media Heartland Monitor poll is taking the pulse of Americans across the country, asking them how they feel about the race for president and the future of America. Bill Venisi of Allstate.
63% of Americans think the 2016 presidential election will be more important than those in recent history.
It also found Americans are growing increasingly weary of political gridlock in Washington, and they're hoping new innovative partnerships closer to home can help move the country forward.
People still look to the federal government for large-scale change, but realize that it takes time. Nearly half of Americans believe that actions taken by state and local governments, American business, nonprofits, and individuals will lead to the progress needed to meet the challenges facing our country.
One of the poll's most positive findings revealed that despite frustration with the federal government, Americans are optimistic about their own personal financial situations. For all the poll's findings, go to heartlandmonitor.com.
The Purple Heart Foundation is a proud supporter of The Dana Show. Because of your car and cash donations, a difference is being made in the lives of veterans and their families nationwide. It's important to remember the challenges our veterans face when they return home, and it's not just about the emotional and psychological challenges. Veterans return home to mountains of paperwork and ridiculous amounts of red tape associated with receiving their benefits. A large number of veterans just give up because the process is so daunting. The Purple Heart Foundation is dedicated to helping our warriors fight for their benefits. Their national service officers around the country work side by side with veterans, not giving in until they receive their benefits. You can't put a dollar value on the importance of this kind of service for our soldiers. Call 888-414-4483. That's 888-414-4483. They take many forms of donations, but a cash donation has the most immediate impact. All donations are 100% tax deductible. Just go to purpleheartfoundation.org. That's purpleheartfoundation.org.
Lumber Liquidators is clearing out top quality floors to make room for the newest styles during their hardwood and bamboo closeout sale. Get $1 off per square foot on select pre-finished hardwood. 20 to 25% off all in-stock Morningstar bamboo. It's one of the best deals ever. Get complete laminate flooring packages from just 39 cents per square foot and new stackout deals from 29 cents at your local store. Plus special financing. Get to the hardwood and bamboo closeout sale today. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
The overview of the hot hits in talk radio for this week. Rich McFadden and Victoria Keelan pipe up anytime. Victoria's not feeling that well, though. I think she's doing what I did earlier in the week, and that was get that. I think you're the only one, Richie, that I know who's escaped having that summer cold.
Yeah.
It becomes bronchial. Mm-hmm. Goes right into your chest. Man, this is a vicious bug that's going around.
It's because I have a strong immune system, Doug. Oh, you guys have weak immune systems.
That's probably what it is.
Yeah. I'm a right picture of health.
Yes, you are. All right, so where's our big boys tonight, please?
Oh,
next.
Where are we? Number seven?
Number five. Number five.
Number five.
The situation with the Chinese not wanting to pay attention. I don't know how you do this. There's the International Tribunal says that China doesn't own what China says it owns in terms of the waterways in and around the South China Sea. So the Taiwanese have been out basically in the face of some of these people that are trying to patrol in the area, and nobody can figure out how to enforce this. So The Hague can say, you can't use those waterways, and the Chinese say, okay, stop me. Which is basically what
you're
doing.
Between China hacking every single government's servers and every single corporation's, major corporation's servers around the world and stealing intelligence and secrets and pushing their boundaries on waterways and borders, does anybody else see? They are so passive-aggressive.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That, to me, is a big deal. And whoever is up on the campaign stump, I want to hear somebody talk about it.
Trump will go bomb him. I don't know what Hillary's going to do. She'll talk him.
He'll go bomb him, but he'll tariff everything and make him go broke.
Yeah. Well, then
I don't know what Hillary will do.
What does that do? Get back around to what does that do?
Well, it's all a vicious cycle.
It is. China exists because our money is why they are where they are.
And
we're
buying
them
to make our engine run too.
So we become interdependent. But instead of really embracing and appreciating it, they're basically giving us an up yours because that's their psychology. Asians, very interesting. The Japanese are like this. I don't know any. I know a few Cambodians. I don't know a couple of Vietnamese, but I don't know a lot of them. No more people from China and Japan. They are racist.
Hold on one second. Warning. Here comes your blanket Asian statement, everyone.
Yes. Well, but I think this is true.
Yeah.
I've never seen a more racist society than the Japanese.
Well, back in, obviously.
No, the war started between the Japanese and the Chinese. They hate each other. They despise each other. Most people in America who haven't traveled and don't know their way around, they think one Asian looks the same as the next. One Japanese guy looks the same as a Chinese guy, the same as a Korean guy, the same.
And hey, a little tip for you. Yeah. Don't ever try and guess. Oh, by the way, are you Korean?
Uh-huh.
It doesn't go well if you're wrong.
Reminds me of the day I talked to that lady and asked her about her being pregnant.
Yeah.
Oh.
He asked her how much she weighed, and he said, oh, you must be pregnant.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
Oh, boy, it was right.
One of my finer moments. 21 after the hour.
It was ugly.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Three and change after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen with the lovely Victoria Keenan. I wouldn't say lovely when it came to Rich McFadden, but he's kind of lovely.
The lovely Rich McFadden. Lovely.
Yeah, not much lovely about me.
All right, but there's lots of love here. Conversation about the News Talk issues of the week. We are at number four, Richie. Number four, the continuing terror threats from Daesh. Wasn't there some news this week, however? It seems to me that we discovered a massive amount of intelligence pouring over a lot of intelligence about these fighters who have flown into Syria and Iraq. Some of them returned to their home countries. American officials say this could help to fight them on the battlefield. But I'm trying to figure out where this actually came from. Did you get that out of this, Victoria? How we got a hold of this intelligence?
Apparently,
did we hack some?
No, apparently, I believe it came from people who we've been supporting on the Syrian side or
really?
The Kurdish side.
Yeah,
somebody,
the Kurds, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, somebody over there that we've been supporting. They're the ones who
tribes.
Uncovered all this. One of those
gangs. One of them tribes.
Yep.
Well, it's interesting because you...
they found everything and they've turned it over to the U.S.
Right. Well, the Kurds are death against Daesh. This is, part of the story of the tribal mentality. We have the Shiites, the Sunnis, and the Kurds. There are basically three separate tribes, three separate countries that were in that Mesopotamic region before Iraq was created, basically by the Europeans, the British, et cetera, et cetera. In this circumstance, you go back to that realization, and I said this 100 times if I've said it once, we are the creators. The West created the mess.
Mm-hmm.
And we, the Americans, came in after the fact to grab up the oil, and that's what corrupted all of these people. But the tribes that were there, the three separate countries that were there, that represented the three different twists on the Muslim religion, again, the Kurds, the Shiites, and the Sunnis, that group all got thrown together, and that's what created the hostilities in modern-day Iraq, but Saddam came in and calmed down.
When did that
1700s and 1800s.
Yeah, 1800s. Yeah.
No, I mean like the oil, the U.S. going there for the oil.
The 1920s.
This may be a dumb question, but I remember learning in history class that Texas and Alaska has more than enough oil that we would ever need. So why did we start going over there for
Because you can get it over there for slave labor and it's cheaper.
Yeah. And then as we got into the later years, I've told this story any number of times.
And the oil that we make here gets sold on the world market. It doesn't get used here.
No.
which is a crazy
very
thing.
Very smart. Brilliant. But when Rumsfeld and Cheney were first influential back in the 70s, when Reagan became president, his wife wanted to do and convinced him to do all kinds of forward-looking things. Let's do wind power and solar power and invest in that. And he was all set to do that. Rumsfeld and Cheney talked him out of it to the point where
they didn't have to make the investment.
Well, they made their deals. They had connections with the Saudi royal family, and they just used those connections to enrich themselves and convince Reagan that we didn't need to have all these other alternative power systems.
Think about this, though. Let me lay this on you.
Nancy Reagan never spoke to Cheney or Rumsfeld after that. Ever
for her.
Again. Anyway, go ahead.
If it weren't for oil, what would the Middle East do?
Mm-mm.
What would they
nothing.
Have?
They got nothing. Sand.
Nothing.
Right.
It's a big beach.
Yep.
They got nothing to...
Rocks.
How do they make money? I can't think of another thing.
Slave trade?
I can't think of another thing that comes out of the Middle East where
nothing.
They
there
can support
nothing.
Their...
Couscous.
Yeah. Our couscous. There you go.
That's about all I can think of.
How do we miss that?
Hey, it became really popular, so.
Yeah. If you've ever been in the valley of the Jordan River, though, I'll tell you something. It's one of the most beautiful places in the world. Same for the Nile. There's some of the Tigris, the Euphrates rivers. Those places are beautiful.
You're very lucky you've been able to travel to all those places. That's incredible.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work from home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Did you know that a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-952-2797.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-952-2797. That's 1-800-952-2797.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Here we are, working our way through the list of the hot hits in News Talk Radio this week, and I am the man who has the key to the kingdom. Pretty amazing, huh?
Wow.
Amazing. Can you believe how much power and control I have over the thoughts of so many Americans? It's pretty, pretty powerful.
Can I use the executive bathroom in that kingdom?
Yes, you can, Rich.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, you can use the executive button.
You have the
Rich
key
McFadden,
that too.
Victoria Keelan here with our look at the stories, and then we'll go to the people list with the commentary. Let's see, we just managed to dispatch Daesh and some of the other things happening in the Middle East. So now it's time for...
Let's see.
Number three.
No, there it is, number three with the big voice guy.
I forgot, you went in the corner.
I don't know what to do with this, because I think it's preposterous.
What's that?
And I say that the number three item here, I think it's preposterous because I don't always agree with the list that Talkers Magazine comes up with, frankly. But the Black Lives Matter movement, I'm not saying that I don't believe that there is import to understanding how we, unified and in our own separate worlds, have value. But the height of ridiculousness with this thing came with all the outrage aimed at some restaurant, I think it was in Los Angeles, somewhere in California, that had, they started promoting, was it Virginia?
Noodles and Company.
Black Olives Matter. And No, you weren't thinking that. What were you thinking of?
There was a story where a police officer went into a Noodles and Company, and the cook, who was 5 feet behind the cash register cooking noodles, said, "I'm not serving that guy."
And I didn't hear that.
The cop felt uncomfortable and left.
Was it a black policeman? Or a white policeman with a black cook?
I don't know.
Oh.
It was a black cook, and I don't know what color the policeman was. And
I'm not serving that guy, is what he said?
And the cop just left.
Oh, I didn't hear that one.
And,
really?
It blew up on Twitter. And I had just eaten at Noodles & Company like the day before, and I tweeted them, and I said, last meal, I will wait to see how you respond to this.
They did apologize, I think, right?
They haven't said how they were going to handle the employee. They did apologize. They did not say how they were going to handle the employee, and I haven't seen that yet. The police chief of the local department went in there the next day and spoke with the manager, and that apparently went well. So hopefully, but just the fact that... Man,
oh, it was a female police officer.
Really? Was she white or black?
I'm looking to see what this was now.
See, there's not much escapes my world of information. I did not hear anything. This is the first time I've ever heard this story. And I'm glad you brought it to our attention.
Yeah, it blew up on Facebook and Twitter three days ago.
But you know how close I am to social media.
Oh, yeah. You have your ear right on the tracks.
Right. Twitter at Good Day Show, Facebook.com/Good Day. There's a continuing conversation there, which I am happy to encourage Victoria to interpret for me when need be. This particular story has escaped me. But what hasn't escaped me...
They were fired. The two employees were fired. Just so
at the restaurant?
Me. Okay. Yes.
But were they black and the officer was a white woman?
There's no mention of race. It's a female officer went in. She ordered something to go. And one employee approached... the cook approached the counter, told a separate employee, I ain't serving that. Uh-huh. So that's all we know. And and then the other employee said, I guess, backed up the cook. And so the officer felt uncomfortable and left. And then her police chief went back to the restaurant to figure out what happened.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, we have a lot
of
growing
company.
Yeah, we have a lot of growing to do in this country. And no matter how old we are, we still have a lot to learn.
But here's the thing. Those two people that got fired will not see that they did anything wrong.
Anything wrong,
right.
No.
And they will now think they will hate the police even more because they got fired because of the police coming
in
there.
No, they got fired because of their own stupidity.
But
and
they
attitude.
Won't see it that way.
No, they don't.
They will blame the police
it.
And they will blame the man that
the
they no longer have a job.
Well, that happens in lots of circumstances. When you have upset with couples, you know, one side sees it one way, the other side, and unless you go to a really good therapist to put you in the middle, you don't see it. I see my point of view, you see your point of view.
ISIS fighters who are cutting off the heads of priests somehow, some way,
think
they're
justified.
Adjust.
Yeah, right. They're taking care
of
business.
Everybody's got an angle, and everybody thinks they're in the right.
Yeah.
And let me tell you, thank goodness these conventions are over, because on Facebook, everybody thinks they're right, and it's so unbelievably contentious.
Very polarizing. Very polarizing. Okay, which gets us now, Richie, to...
Number two.
The server hack issue. Did the Democrats get hacked by the Russians?
Yeah.
Were the Russians directed to do that by Donald Trump, who's a pal of Pukin Putin? Was this all a way for the Russians to make sure Donald Trump gets elected? What really happened that was good, as far as I was concerned, I mean, other than the silly conversation about this, but Debbie Wasserman Schultz, who was anathema to anybody who had any sort of interest in fair play at the DNC. She was as crooked as the day is long and in the Hillary camp. And if you don't believe that, so she got fired by the DNC as the head. And what's she doing the next day? Working
next
on
day.
Hillary. Hillary.
It wasn't 5 minutes.
Yeah, 5 minutes, okay.
So, I think they announced her being hired before they announced her being fired.
Fired, yeah, right, yeah. So, I mean,
that's a poor choice. That is a really poor choice.
That's a very nice way of putting it. What an outrage. And it basically says,
but you know what?
What happens in these political machines. That's all it is. It's political machinery.
Right. It's the political machine, and that's all it is. And you look at Trump, he's coming up against the political machine.
Known as the Republican Party.
Known as the Republican Party.
Yeah.
So, and that's where Trump is getting his fuel, is people see stuff like that, the Debbie Wasserman Schultz and how they handled Bernie, and they are frustrated with it. And people who complain about Trump, that's why he's getting the fuel that he has.
Yeah, exactly.
I can't. Trump annoys me to no end, but I understand people's frustrations.
Well, I am with you on that one. He annoys me because he's not sticking to business, because he has a message that will work, and I think
he's not very articulate, so he can't stay on message.
Well, but there may
Hillary
be.
Hillary was white. You can bait him with a tweet. I mean,
yeah, which is yeah, that is scary. Yeah.
Well, that's bipolar. I mean, for me, he represents the absolute perfect vision of someone who has a bipolar disorder, and that they don't make effective business people, effective communicators, and to a point. But he's there's something missing here.
Yeah.
And it isn't just playtime, and it's not a game.
You're not going to push him around. He's there to win.
No, that's the other side of that is, yes, he's very determined, and he's done well in business, sometimes at the expense of others, as we'll talk about in a moment, because number one is up next here, the presidential race in the focus at 43 past the hour. Talk Radio Countdown Show. Let's review the stories from this past week. The focus on, sports talk radio, Major League Baseball, beginning of the football season, that sort of thing. That's at number 10. The release of John Hinckley from the asylum where he has been since 1982, I believe, which is the year after Ronald Reagan was shot. He's being released in the custody of his mother. Number 8, the Rio Olympics, and who in the world is going to go there? Try to say that, by the way, quickly, Rio Olympics. Say that 100 times fast. Rio Olympics, number 8. The Verizon deal to buy Yahoo, number 7. Number 6, the dismissal of all the rest of the charges in the Freddie Gray Baltimore case. Number 5, the Chinese dispute over who controls the seas. Daesh, number 4. Black Lives, 3. DNC hacker thing is number 2. And the presidential race, number 1.
The Top Radio Countdown.
Hey everyone!
This is Life Tips with Geico.
Life Tip 1. Use a shower squeegee to remove pet fur from carpet.
Squeegee is also very fun to say. Consider it when naming a pet or child.
Life Tip 2. Switch to Geico and you could save hundreds on your car insurance.
With over 75 years of experience and a 97% customer satisfaction rating, they know what they're doing.
Geico. Get savings into your life. Visit geico.com today.
I'm concerned of what's going to happen over the next 4 years.
I think this is the most important election in my lifetime.
The latest Allstate Atlantic Media Heartland Monitor poll is taking the pulse of Americans across the country, asking them how they feel about the race for president and the future of America. Bill Venisi of Allstate.
63% of Americans think the 2016 presidential election will be more important than those in recent history.
It also found Americans are growing increasingly weary of political gridlock in Washington, and they're hoping new innovative partnerships closer to home can help move the country forward.
People still look to the federal government for large-scale change, but realize that it takes time. Nearly half of Americans believe that actions taken by state and local governments, American business, nonprofits, and individuals will lead to the progress needed to meet the challenges facing our country.
One of the poll's most positive findings revealed that despite frustration with the federal government, Americans are optimistic about their own personal financial situations. For all the poll's findings, go to heartlandmonitor.com.
The Purple Heart Foundation is a proud supporter of The Dana Show. Because of your car and cash donations, a difference is being made in the lives of veterans and their families nationwide. It's important to remember the challenges our veterans face when they return home, and it's not just about the emotional and psychological challenges. Veterans return home to mountains of paperwork and ridiculous amounts of red tape associated with receiving their benefits. A large number of veterans just give up because the process is so daunting. The Purple Heart Foundation is dedicated to helping our warriors fight for their benefits. Their national service officers around the country work side by side with veterans, not giving in until they receive their benefits. You can't put a dollar value on the importance of this kind of service for our soldiers. Call 888-414-4483. That's 888-414-4483. They take many forms of donations, but a cash donation has the most immediate impact. All donations are 100% tax deductible. Just go to purpleheartfoundation.org. That's purpleheartfoundation.org.
Lumber Liquidators is clearing out top quality floors to make room for the newest styles during their hardwood and bamboo closeout sale. Get $1 off per square foot on select pre-finished hardwood. 20 to 25% off all in-stock Morningstar bamboo. It's one of the best deals ever. Get complete laminate flooring packages from just 39 cents per square foot and new stackout deals from 29 cents at your local store. Plus special financing. Get to the hardwood and bamboo closeout sale today. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Hey everyone,
this is Life Tips with Geico.
Life tip one, use a shower squeegee to remove pet fur from carpet.
Squeegee is also very fun to say. Consider it when naming a pet or child.
Life tip two, switch to Geico and you could save hundreds on your car insurance.
With over 75 years of experience and a 97% customer satisfaction rating, they know what they're doing.
Geico, get savings into your life. Visit Geico.com today.
Talk Radio Countdown Show with an overview of the people list each week. There are 10 people that are enumerated on here thanks to the research done by the folks at Talkers Magazine. These are the names that have been repeated most during the course of the week. I'm not sure there are a whole lot of surprises here. John Hinckley, Debbie Wasserman Schultz, Vladimir Putin, Tim Kaine, Mike Pence, Michelle Obama, Barack Obama, Bill Clinton, Hillary Clinton, and Donald Trump. What I find interesting, even though the Democratic National Convention was this past week, you'd have thought that Hillary Clinton would have been the focus and the number one person in terms of discussion. Nope. Donald Trump leads the way again with the discussion of all these various things that are in the focus. Immigration, probably more than anything else. And let's see if that follows true as this whole thing transpires. These people, very important this week to the discussions on News Talk radio programs. That's it, number one, Richie.
Number one.
Number one.
Number one.
Number
we should
one.
Do those in, like, other languages.
Yes. Number uno. All right. So the presidential race, the conventions are over now, and they'll start hacking and slashing at each other, and people get annoyed because we won't hear real discussion of real issues. It'll be Donald Trump's hair or Hillary's pantsuit or some other nonsense. Let's get to some substantive conversation that separates the two of them. The problem is that there's really going to be you're going to have a really difficult time separating them on the issues because there are very few issues. They are both sort of progressive middle-of-the-roaders. So other than making fun of each other, it's going to be really hard for them to separate. You know, there are a few areas, perhaps the Supreme Court nominations, where if Hillary's president, liberals will have more of a say. And if Trump is president, I don't believe that he'll listen so much to the right, but he wouldn't go down the same street that Hillary would go down. But on most other things, trade, I mean, you're going to find that the two of them are two peas in a pod. Hello. They're both New Yorkers.
Going to, yeah, I agree with you there. But the one thing that he has said that separates him from her is that he would cut the corporate tax base down to 15% from 30%.
Right.
And that's a big difference.
But you have to get through the legislative process.
Yes, you do.
Depending on how it comes out. See,
and immigration is probably the other big thing where there's a huge difference between the two of them.
So what I'm thinking here, Victoria, is that what will happen as things boil up or down, there is going to be there's a balance here that they're both going to try to find, so that they obviously can attract the largest number of voters. I thought what Michael Bloomberg said the other day was very interesting because he and Trump have had many dealings over the years and they have gotten along. The very interesting thing about this is all three of these people have been very close
in the same circle.
It is a circus,
Freudian,
you're right.
Yeah. Freudian slip there. But it's the New York machine, and they've all been very important. Hillary Clinton needed Donald Trump, his money, when she was running for the Senate for the first time. She really
supported her, didn't he?
Right? Big time he supported her with lots of money.
And he supported everybody. He would pay off all the politicians so he would be able to get his way.
Right, exactly. But he was more vocal with some than he was with other, Richie. He supported Bloomberg very solidly, and he supported Hillary Clinton very solidly. So it's just interesting to see now what strange bedfellows come out of the political realities of 2016.
The political reality is kind of what made him what he is.
Yeah.
Is that he knows that machine can be bought and paid for.
Yep.
And
he's happy to admit it.
It's not right. Somebody has to do something about it.
I think the interesting story that's really going to come out of all this is the B team. I think you've got Tim Kaine and Mike Pence, that to me is where the real direction of the parties are going to go. Seeing what both of the what they have to say. They're very, very different people.
Well,
I mean, if Trump and Hillary are similar,
yeah, but
Pence
Trump
and
will
Kane
blunt,
are polar opposites.
Trump will blunt Pence. They don't have anything in common. Pence,
yeah.
If Donald gets to be president, Pence will be marginalized. I don't know what I don't have a feel for Kane
so.
One way or another. I don't get
Kane is milk toast.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Yeah, Casper in persona. All right, there we have a discussion of the hot hits in News Talk Radio this week.
It's the Talk Radio Countdown.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Talk radio coast to coast. 53 minutes after the hour. It's Tech Talk time. As a matter of fact, it's time for us to review the top five technology stories of the week. I will hand that responsibility to Victoria Keelan. She can keep talking. She's going through the same thing that many of us have gone through, that summer cold thing. But we do have the research done. There are five items that we believe are important this week from the world of technology. So as the big voiced announcer, we get started with number five.
Well, Google had a big week, and one of the things they did, they introduced a new way to screen telemarketers from your phone. And this is becoming more and more of a problem as people are realizing even signing up for the Do Not Call registry doesn't really work.
No.
And there are too many ways that telemarketers can get around that list and call your cell phone or your landline. So for specific Android phones that are owned by Google, Nexus, Android One, and the Google phone, there is now built in to your app, if you do an update, now built in, when you get a phone call from an unknown number, Google has a big red warning sign that comes up on your phone that says suspected spam caller and tells you to ignore them. You can actually block them too. There's another feature where you can block them and they can no longer call your phone, which is much better than the iPhone. If you block someone on iPhone, it doesn't let them know that they're blocked, which is one of my biggest beefs. If I block someone, I want them to know that I block them.
Right.
But it just sends them right to voicemail on iPhone. So with Google, they're actually doing a much better job with that. Now, if you are an iPhone user, the iOS 10 update, which is hitting phones this September, you will have a new caller ID extension system for spam alerts. If you don't want to wait until September, you can download a free app called Truecaller.
Number four.
Pandora purchased Ticketfly for $450 million last year, and it was sort of seen as a groundbreaking step for internet radio, but also a little odd. People didn't really know how the two would go together, and this week they announced how that's going to work. Now, if you're listening to Pandora, as some of your favorite artists that you have earmarked as your favorites for your playlist, as those artists are hitting towns near you for concerts, you're going to get a push notification saying, hey, this band is coming to a town near you, and here's how you can get tickets. And then it sends you the link to the Ticketfly website. Currently, you cannot buy tickets to concerts from the Pandora app. I'm sure they're working on that. That'll be the next installment. But for now, at least, you won't miss when your favorite bands or acts are in town.
All right, that's good news. Number three on the list of the top five tech items this week.
This gets categorized in the lazy photographer category. If you don't want to deal with Photoshop or finding the right filter on Instagram after you've taken a picture, there's a new Microsoft app called Microsoft Pix, P-I-X. And while you're taking the photo, this Microsoft app actually adjusts the lighting, focuses on everyone's face in the picture, gives them some really nice flattering lighting. So it doesn't matter really what conditions you're in. Your pictures from the beginning are going to be a lot better and more balanced with the light than if you don't use the app. And it's easier to fix the problem while you're taking the picture than it is to fix it, you know, afterwards or in post, as we would say in the biz.
Post-production.
Yeah.
Number two.
Apple had kind of a mixed week. CEO Tim Cook held the quarterly investor call this week and said that only 40 million iPhones were sold in the quarter, which is down 7.5 million since a year ago in this quarter. Now, the big question that Apple's dealing with right now, it's have consumers gotten tired of the iPhone, or have the iPhones gotten so good that people aren't really anxious to upgrade as quickly as they used to? I think it's the latter, because as an iPhone 6 user, even if the iPhone 7 came out this September, I would skip it because I don't need to upgrade. And in a lot of the times when people have a cell phone plan through Verizon or AT&T or Sprint or whatever they have, you're paying monthly payments on your phone. So like, you know, having, if you're leasing a car, if you haven't finished paying on your lease or your payments and you want a new car, then you're going to be upside down in your payments. So I think that's part of the problem. The other big announcement this year, in September, it will not be the iPhone 7. It will be the iPhone 6 SE. And they are holding off on the iPhone 7 release until next year, which happens to be the 10th anniversary of iPhones.
All right, attention Verizon users. This is number one.
This was a really big story, has a lot of people worried. Verizon customers who use excessive data have to make a choice. If they don't choose a new plan, which will be a lot more expensive, by August 31st, their service will be disconnected. It's a lot of people are not
typical
happy
Verizon.
About this.
That's just typical Verizon.
It yeah. is. More than 100 million Americans use Verizon, and a big chunk of them are worried about this.
Awful. They're an awful company. They have awful service. It is very easy to understand their thinking. They don't give a damn about their customers. They care about themselves. And that's what they're supposed to do. They're supposed to care about what goes to the bottom line. Unfortunately, though, you need customers to get there.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Record.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is David Cordani, CEO of Cigna. For more than 20 years, Cigna has worked with the March of Dimes to address premature births in the U.S. Premature births cause horrible suffering and cost billions of dollars each year. That's why Cigna is committed to raising funds and awareness through our employees, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies. Please join us in supporting the March for Babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.